36. Meister's professional forest management team will help you meet your timber's potential. A win-win as all landowners receive green for their logs and Mother Nature stays green as well. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber, 608-434-4413.
This is Garrett with Vitesnik Power Sports and V2 Boat Center. How many summers do you have to create everlasting memories that will last a lifetime? Come and see how we can help you create more family time, more time with friends, just more time with a new boat. Join us at our in-house boat show, February 23rd to the 25th at Vitesnik's in Richland Center and take advantage of savings up to $16,000. New boat, new experiences, and new savings at Vitesnik Power Sports, Richland Center, and V2 Boat Center, Castle Rock Lake.
The best in high school sports in Southwest Wisconsin. WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center.
We return with a correction. Former conference champ Jackson Bussey of Iowa Grand Highland won that overtime match for third place, winning over Bryce Lenzendorf of Prairie du Chien 6-2. So Bussey takes third. The fifth place bout goes to Job Wetter of Boscobel, 2-0 over Ethan Bodendine of Richland Center, who places sixth. And the battle for seventh place goes to Trent Culver of Mineral Point, 8-5 over Ty Larson, a freshman from River Valley, who finishes eighth at 157 pounds. At 165, matches from the area for seventh, Hunter Ault of River Valley against Talon Childs of Riverdale. The third place match includes Emerson Mullen of Iowa Grade Highland against former champion Jeremiah Avery of Prairie du Chien. And on the championship match, Maddox Goble, a junior for Darlington Blackhawk, against reigning conference champion Cade Rule of Mineral Point.
Yeah, we should have a good one here also at our championship match at 165, just like our 157-pound match where 22 seconds left to go in the first period. As Cade Rule is a 2-0 lead, he's a junior, 31-5. Maddox Goble is a junior, 18-3, so looking for a good match here. Right now, 2-0 lead for Cade Rule at Mineral Point as Maddox works to his feet and Goble is able to return him. Good mat return there with 10 seconds on the clock going in this first period. Emerson Mullen is still 0-0. We'll keep an eye on him. And our match way down on the far end there, which is hard for us to see, but it looks like it's a 2-2 tie right now. Alan Childs and Hunter Ault, two local wrestlers, we'll keep an eye on their seventh place match. But we're going to start our second period here of our championship match with Cade Rule taking the down position. Maddox Goble will cover on the top right and the left side with tight waist ride. Plus that goal. Just got the leg ride there, single leg ride. Now he drops over, tries to cradle, comes back, covers the hip, tight waist, controlling that hip. Now Cade comes up to his feet, and he is able to turn and clear his hips to see escape. Takes a 3-0 lead. Oh, nice duck under. Ooh, quick on his feet. Got Maddox up in the air, foot up in the air. Maddox got good balance. So Cade's working that leg, trips the other leg, gets the takedown. What a beautiful duck under there for him. Increases his lead now 5-0 for Cade Rule of Mineral Point. And now he's working a barbed wire right there. Is upset as Goble is able to come back to his base, maintains his four-point stance there on the mat. Looks like Emerson Mullen is down 1-0 now, start of the second period. And we go off the edge of the mat with 47 seconds, 5-0 lead there for Cade Rule. Jumping back and forth here. Emerson gets one on the board, so he's tied 1-1. Championship match, 165. They get reset back in the middle. Cade's going to stop twisting that arm bar, loses that wrist. Got a tight waist right underneath. Going to reach for the near wrist. As Maddox straightens his arm out, Caden's got that, trying to roll that under. Good old arm bar with a wrist. But it's way to fight through it is Maddox. He fights through that. Excuse me. We're going to have a warning against Maddox on the bottom. Goble, Darlington Blackhawk Jr. get warned for stalling with 7 seconds to go, down by five. And we'll go into the third period. 5-0 lead, Cable. Looks like we're going to go offense. On our feet, takedown. Attempt for a rule there at a double leg. Good block there by Goble. Both guys wrestling from one knee. Now they're up on their feet, regroup. Oh, nice little duck under again. So a single leg. Hard for Maddox to recover that. So quick for Rule. Rule's going to get the takedown. It'll go up 7-0. Nice takedown duck under to a single leg. It gets that weight coming forward of Maddox and ducks under that shoulder and boom, all the way forward. Then slides into a single leg. Emerson Mullen of Otter Grant Highlands increases his lead now 5-1.
And he'll win that.
Nope.
Third period. Thank you.
Callan Childs, I believe, is leading down there 6-4 at the end. Or is it a minute four? Not four. But that match is almost over, but not quite.
The match for fifth place is over. A 3-0 win for Landon Bush of Cuba City Benton Southwestern over Logan Wolf of Lancaster.
Now it's a final for Emerson, 5-2. 5-2 victory for Emerson Mullen, Iowa Grand Highland over Jeremiah Avery of Prairie du Chien. We're under a minute to go in our championship match here, 165 pounds. Cade Rule is comfortable with a 7-0 lead here. Good tight waist ride, keeping those hips flat. Controlling those hips with his arm and a warning against Goble. Point for Rule. 8-0.
0 point. We'll have a champion. Crowd will enjoy that.
Yep. Tried to get himself a near fall, but no, not successful there, but he does have an arm bar sitting on the back hip. He's down to 5 seconds here, and he's going to get a couple more. He's going to get two more near fall. He's going to go up with a 10-0 victory for Cade Rule of Mineral Point. I think it was 7-6, I believe, down there.
Yep, 7-6 in favor of Talon Childs of Riverdale over River Valley Hunter Hall.
In fourth place, from Prairie du Chien, Bryce Pleasendorf. In third place, from Iowa Grand Highlands,
fifth place match was a 3-0 victory for Landon Bush as he defeated, he defeated Logan Wolf of Lancaster.
Mm-hmm. Brings us to 175 pounds, and they're ready to go. From the area, wrestling for seventh place, Blake Brickle of River Valley against Mineral Point's Alan James. In the third place match, Gavin Hinderman of Iowa Grand Highland came in as the top seed. He goes against the second seed, Nathan Blasky of Fenimore, and they're wrestling for third place. And meanwhile, in the championship match, it'll be sophomore Nolan Henke of Lancaster and senior Cale Dinar of Cuba City Benton Southwestern. Dinar scored a pin in the third period against Blasky, the second seed from Fenimore, who was in the state tournament last year. That's how Cale Dinar is in the finals with his name on the back of his uniform.
He scored a takedown in the first 16 seconds. He's got a little lead here, 30 seconds into this match, 2-0.
Just in case you're wondering if the name Dinar will ever disappear, it'll be a while. At that kids wrestling tournament I saw 3 weeks ago, there was a Cuba City wrestler, a uniform just like that with the name Dinar on it.
Been around a long time.
Yep, and they're still coming.
Funny how names stick to schools so many years like that, come back. Kind of cool. as Denar is getting himself a near fall. Looking for a pin, but he loses the cradle, but he's still in control as he, as Nolan Henke is cleared, forced up off his back to his belly. Just give up three, so a 5-0 lead now for Cal Denar. He's looking at armbar tilt. A little bit over the top there. Keeps that half Nelson in there. Trying to slip in a cradle as Hanky works back to his tripod. Now he's on all four. Maintaining his position there as Denar, hard to see, but it looks like he's had a cradle locked up, doesn't keep it though. And we're down to the final seconds here of this first period, and it will be 5-0 at the end of one. We'll get set here for the second period. Choice is going to be Nars. He's going to go down.
Blake Brickle of River Valley has a 3-0 lead over Alan James of Mineral Point in the battle for seventh place. Gavin Hinderman of Iowa Grand Highland and Nathan Blaschke of Fenimore scoreless as they start period number two in the third place box.
Cal Denar gets the escape and right comes right around and gets the 2-point takedown. So 8-0 lead. Now he got 3 points there in a matter of 20 seconds. Warning on Henke of Lancaster for stalling on the bottom. Eight to nothing lead, 1:24 to go, and Denar continues to be in control on top. Closing those shoulders to the mat again. Near and near fall, but they roll right through. Now he's underneath as Henke is able to come up on top. Got the leg. He's going to get a reversal. Just over a minute. He gets two on the board. You got to get two, and he got two. 8-2 lead now for Denar. And a 1-point escape goes to Denar. 9-2 lead. Down seven. Hanky's got to pick it up here. He's got to pick up some offense. Down seven. You got to score a lot of points here. At the edge of the mat, right in front of his coaches, they go off. They'll work back to the center. 7-point lead now for Cal Denar. Cuba City, Benton, Southwestern. Hanky is trying to work an underhook. Denar turns in circles. Hanky continues to fight underneath, trying to get an underhook of some sort. And nice little throw there for Denar, but he loses it. Had a chance to cover and score two, but Hanky's able to pop back up right to their feet, facing each other again at the edge of the mat, and they're going to go off with 2 seconds on the clock. Warning now on Denar. So both wrestlers have been warned for stalling. And that's the end of two. 9-2 lead. Cal Denar to the city, Benton, Southwestern. And there's a third tray here. Both guys in neutral position. There's a shot for a takedown for Denar. Hanky muscles him over. He's got Denar on his back. He's going to get 2+2, it looks like. And he's still in control. He's going to get the takedown. He's going to get near fall, but he hasn't awarded the two yet. He's still got the same pinning combination on. Now he'll get the two. So 9-6. So a nice 4-point move there for Nolan Henke of Lancaster. Gets himself back in the match, only down by four as he gets the escape to Denar. Now Denar, deep double leg. Henke does the same thing, but this time off the match. He just muscles him over on top, but too far off the edge. But a nice deep double leg there for Denar. He's just got to finish it. Now he got hooked underneath, and Henke's going to get a takedown. Coaching staff from Lancaster wants him to let him go. got to score points here. All right, get squared away here. I believe it's still 11-8, so a three-point lead for Dinar. 106 on the clock. Both guys in neutral position. Both guys have been warned. So Dinar has to continue to be active, but maybe a little more cautious with his takedowns. Time he had a good double leg, but he crawled up. Didn't hang on the leg, crawled up around the waist, gave the opportunity for Hanke to slip in. Gave Hanke the opportunity to put in a blizzer and got out of it. So under a minute now. Another attempt there for Dinar. He's got the single leg at the edge of the mat, not able to score yet. He's got the over the top of the head, trying to lock up the cradle. He's going to get the takedown at the edge there. I think that was a last-ditch effort for Hanke. Now up by five here, and Dinar is sucking it up here. He's really winded. He's got to hustle and get back to the mat and hold this five-point lead. There's a nice Granby roll there for Hanke, but he doesn't come out on top. Dinar is able to cover the hips, keep that tight waist right. He's got to just get a coffee grinder. Don't get stuck in a hook and roll here. Fighting through the last 10 seconds, and it looks like he's going to hold on. Good effort there at the end for Hanke, but a little too late. So the 13-8 win for Cal Dinar, Cedar City Benton Southwestern.
The third place match is going down to the wire, David. The 3-2 lead for Blaschke of Fenimore as he wrestles Gavin Hinderman of Iowa Grand Highland out of bounds with 14 seconds left. The lead to Blaschke, he's been warned for using the out-of-bounds circle to his advantage. Now he's on the advance on the offense and is close to getting a takedown that would ice his victory. If nothing else, he's using up the clock, keeping his feet in bounds, and that will be the match. 3-2 win for Nathan Blaschke of Fenimore. Gavin Hinderman of Iowa Grand Highland will take fourth. The other match is complete, too, David, for fifth place. It's an 8-2 win for Chris of Darlington Blackhawk. And for seventh place, Blake Brickle hangs on for a 4-3 win. Blake Brickle of River Valley over Alan James of Mineral Point. Your champion at 175 is Cale Dinar of Cuba City Benton Southwestern over Nolan Hanke of Lancaster. Three weight classes to go. Our coverage continues in a moment. This is Wrestling Saturday on WRCO Sports.
Sunshine and Giggles has the philosophy that children learn through play. Sunshine and Giggles staff will strive to develop a stimulating, inviting classroom atmosphere in which children are free to explore and learn at their own pace. Sunshine and Giggles Child Care Center is now enrolling children 6 weeks to 12 years. For more information, please call 608-649-5501. Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center.
Wilkinson Auction and Realty Company, located in the heart of Southwest Wisconsin, has been in the auction business since 1961, specializing in farm and equipment auctions throughout the Midwest, also personal property, construction and industrial auctions, and equipment appraisals, plus real estate listings for residential property, farms, and land too. Call 739-4404 or visit the web at warco1.com. That's W-A-R-C-O, the number one.com. Wilkinson Auction and Realty Company, with offices in Muscadet and Spring Green.
The best in high school sports in Southwest Wisconsin. WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center.
Here are your pairings at 190 pounds, involving area wrestlers. Going for fifth place is Darren Loffenberg of Iowa Grand Highland. His opponent, Fox Austin of Cuba City Benton Southwestern. Richland Center's Cole Brenninger wrestles for third against Jack McEachern of Prairie du Chien. And for the championship, Ross Christ of Darlington Blackhawk against Wyatt Annan of Fenimore. David, why don't we concentrate on Cole Brenninger here at Richland Center? I'll keep an eye on the championship bout, so let's give the Hornets a little bit of airtime here.
All right. Well, Cole's out to a 2-0 lead. He scored the first takedown in the first period. We're into the second period as he is giving up the escape to Jack McEachran. McEachran. That's a tough one.
It is. I would say McEachran.
McEachran.
But go with it.
I'll go with that. How about we can call him Jack, too?
You could.
Just don't call him late for dinner?
No. No.
2-1 lead here for Cole. As long as Cole scores all the points, that's all we got to worry about. Back to center here as they face each other, 1:30 on the clock. 190-pound third-place match. Just battling inside here, trying to fight for head position. Overhook for Cole. Head to the same side. Nice duck under to a crate, or a fireman, excuse me, fireman's carry. Nice takedown. He gets two more up now, 4-1, 107 on the clock. Good match going here for Cole. The senior can finish out on top here, finish his conference tournament career here with a win. Third place victory would be awesome. He's going this way. He's up 4-1 with 45 seconds to go in the second period as he works underneath, trying to get his tilt. He's got the arm underneath. Does get a roll, but no near fall there. Now he goes to a cross face. Eachran. Next, Eachran. M-A-C-E-A-C-H-E-R-N. My wife is from Prairie du Chien, and I've known her for 30 years, and I've never heard that name in Prairie du Chien. Four to one lead yet for Cole as he's battling on top, trying to get himself some near fall, but he's got himself in a tough spot here.
Yeah.
He's got to battle out of there. He almost gave himself up for a defensive pin, but he does give up the reversal, but holds on to a 4-3 lead into the third period, but trying to get a tilt there, try to get a couple feet near fall, but he got out of position.
The collective sigh of relief.
Yeah.
From
thing for zeros. Adam Guthrie, the official, is down there looking at that defensive pin. So. Good initial stand up there for Cole as he comes to his feet. Good mat return for McEachran. Cole battles and quick on his feet, gets the escape, gets that 2-point lead again. He's got to work for that fireman. He had a real nice fireman carry the second period. Got that overhook, same side with the head. You got to work that hand loose, get the guy to circle and push into him. And you want to shoot that fireman's there. He ducks under it. Nice. Right inside leg. Beautiful fireman's carry. Single leg down to the mat. Got the hips turned yet. Up by four now. 1:25 on the clock. He's controlled. He's got to get off to the side here, though. We're going to have a warning. Yep. He's got to get off that leg, and he's got to get off to the side. I don't know. I wonder if maybe you wouldn't be afraid to wrestle a little bit on your feet here, Cole. Don't get sloppy on top. Don't be afraid to give up one. It looks to me like the Prairie du Chien wrestler is trying to set up a roll there as he works that wrist underneath. Cole drops down to an ankle ride. Get tight waist right. Tilt that hip. Get that hip down on the mat. Don't hang your head over the top. Be a good leg rider here. Way to control the hip. Keep it active. Yep. There. Now, I'm surprised at that. He called Cole for a warning again, so he gives up the point. This may be where you want to cut him loose. Although you cut him loose, and then you're only up by two. A takedown would tie it. Comes to his feet. I wouldn't be afraid to let him go. Down easy. A good mat return. I was a little nervous there. I think Bill was, too. He had him up in the air, and I thought, oh, boy, don't slam him. But Cole did a nice job recovering. Good mat return. Now he's got that arm bar. He's got to keep them hips on the mat with that arm bar so he can get that far wrist and get a turn here. Keep that pinning combination in. You'll be okay. Get off to the side. Work those hips. Work the wrist underneath. Nice. Beats the head, tries to get a far half, gives up on that. Tight waist ride for the last 5 seconds. Ride it out here for a victory. Cole Brenninger, Richmond Center Hornets, is going to be your third-place finisher at 190 pounds. with a 7-4 victory. Nice win for Cole.
The exuberance in the background that you're hearing, not only for Cole Brenninger, but the Fenimore crowd, as Wyatt Annan broke open a close 1-0 match and leads now 6-0 after two periods over Ross Crist of Darlington Blackhawk. 1-0 for a long time until toward the end of the second period, Annan was able to get a reversal and then three-point near fall was close to a pin. He leads it 6-0. Fox Austin captured fifth place with a pin over Darren Loffenberg of Iowa Grand Highland. 2:20 was the pin time. And what do you have for seventh?
Seventh place is Nolan Wolf of Lancaster with a pin in 3:54, and he defeats Cam Moore of Belmont Flatville.
Jim Wolf is the former Lancaster wrestler, is one of the coaches now at Darlington Blackhawks. And the Lancaster coaching staff is no longer headed by Brad Sturmer, who I believe is an elementary principal. But anyway, in administration in the Lancaster School District. So a turnover there, and Lancaster coaches usually last at least a decade.
Yeah.
From Rasmussen to Manning. Or vice versa, Manning to Rasmussen to Sturmer. And
sign of a good program when you get guys that stick around for that many years. Successful program.
The clock is running.
Oh, it is running. It's still there.
That's right. They caught it, and they're going to bump it up a few seconds during a timeout in this championship match between Crist and Annan. They've actually lost 10 seconds they put back on from 47 to 57. Nice job. You're beating me in my own game.
I know. I got to stay on top of you.
And speaking of staying on top, Annan has increased his lead to 8. I thought sure Crist had a point. Careful now. We head toward that aforementioned scoreboard as Crist is working for a takedown. He has a point now. It's 8-1.
Yep.
With an escape, he's working for a takedown. There's 36 seconds left as Wyatt Annan looks to become Fenimore's third conference champion. Took him a long time, but they've had three now from the mid to upper weights, and they have at least one more guy going in the finals, and that is Evan Gratz at 285. Brought down to 16 seconds. Boys are out of bounds. No takedown. Darlington Blackhawk has a pair of champions as well. Dodgeville has 3. Darlington Blackhawk 2. Iowa Grand Highland a pair. And now in the closing seconds of this one, Fenimore closing in on its third, and they'll get it. An 8-1 win for Wyatt Annan of Fenimore. Be a good time for us, David, maybe. Well, we'll take one more commercial break before the last two weight classes. Maybe when we come back, you can have those updated team scores for us. But area place winners at 190, following champion Wyatt Annan of Fenimore and runner-up Ross Crist of Darlington, taking third, Cole Brenninger of Richland Center, and finishing in sixth place, Darren Loffenberg of Iowa Grant Highland. Back in a moment. This is Conference Wrestling Saturday on WRCO Sports.
Town and Country Television and Appliance is your source for world-famous Speed Queen laundry products. With 3, 5, and 7-year warranty options, you'll be washing worry-free for years. Right now, an offer to save up to $400 on your choice of the sleek new matte black is waiting for you. Visit Town and Country Television and Appliance next to Goodwill, weekdays 8 to 5, or shop online at townandcountryrc.com.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects, and with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, This is where you belong.
The best in high school sports in Southwest Wisconsin. WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center.
There's only two matches in the placement round of the 215-pound weight class, which only featured six wrestlers, and one of those bowed out because of injury, James Wieka of Boscobel, taking fifth place in this weight class. Jackson Seifel, a freshman from Lancaster, wrestling for third, Mac Busser of Mineral Point, along with Fenimore's Dalton Wolf. And the championship match is already done. 108 is all it took for Blake Fury of Prairie du Chien, a minute eight, as he pins Bodie Brockhoff of Iowa Grand Highland. Congratulations to Blake Fury. What do we have for team scores coming into this weight class?
All right, top four, Fenimore, 212. Mental Point, and then third at 217. Prairie du Chien in second with 222.5. Iowa Grant in first with 264.
264?
Yep.
Okay. Who was second again, Prairie?
Prairie du Chien.
Thank you. Just trying to write these in a hurry. So only one match here in this weight class, and that is the third place between Mac Busser of Mineral Point and Dalton Wolf of Fenimore. I'll keep an eye on the other three mats while you finish.
All right. I can handle that. 3-0 lead for Dalton Wolf of Fenimore. In case you folks at home didn't realize, the other three mats are done resting. But Bill's got more paperwork to keep up here. A little tight here, so the paperwork this weekend has been less than normal weekends. He'll do a great job anyways, and we'll continue on here with our 215-pound match, third-place match. As we just mentioned, our championship match was a fast one, 108 for Blake Theory of Prairie du Chien. But it's a 3-0 lead for Dalton Wolf of Fenimore, the junior, 29-8 up against a senior, Max Buster from Mineral Point, who is 15-17. The Buster's got to get his headgear reset here as we had stoppage for equipment. 44 seconds to go in the second period. Both guys on their feet wrestling takedowns, working in the center. Both wrestlers doing a good job working their head ties and their hand ties, wrists. Head-to-head. And a good tournament throughout the day, some good matches. Again, that 157-pound match was probably our best match all day, best match that I'd almost have to say that we've seen of the season. Fun match to watch, good match to the end, good wrestling, good sportsmanship all the way around. Final seconds here, the second period still a 3-0 lead for Dalton Wolf. Fenimore, as he's going to go into the third period here. We're at 215 pounds, as Bill mentioned. We've got one weight class to go, four matches, all four placement matches. And we'll be right back here next weekend for the Super Regional. And it's preliminary. It sounds like we'll be back here the following weekend for sectionals. And, of course, Madison for the state tournament.
Now, next week, help me along here. Does Lancaster stay with us as we're here for Division III?
I got the...
Can Darlington Blackhawk go the other way to Division II? That's the way it is?
I got to look here. I got it.
I knew you would.
That's the division. I got to get in the right division, first of all. Division two. Is that Richland Center?
Mm-hmm.
And I got to get to division three. You asked about Lancaster.
Right.
Lancaster will be here.
For division three, even though they're in the SWC.
Yep.
And how about Darlington Blackhawk? I think they go another direction, or they're in two.
They must be in two, then.
I'm told Fenimore goes to Division II next year.
Darlington Blackhawk is in Division II at Dodgeville.
Okay. So we will have Riverdale and Boscobel Wazika Steuben here next week, and Iowa Grand Highland and Mineral Point and Fenimore.
Yep.
And then we'll add in a bunch of them from the Scenic Ridge Conference today.
Correct. Parkville, Albany will be here, a team we haven't seen yet.
We were going to see them at the Ithaca Weston Tournament.
Yeah.
But that was canceled.
The weather did not help.
That was a huge disappointment. We were all set to broadcast Richland Center, Riverdale, Ithaca Weston from the same tournament. And we were told no. You'd have made it with no problem.
I only got a couple miles to go. Down to 7 seconds in this match with a nice lead here for Dalton Wolf, 5-1. He's going to be our winner at 215 pounds. Third place match for Fenimore, 5-1 victory.
So at 215, the champion, Blake Peary of Prairie du Chien. Runner-up, Odie Brockhoff of Iowa Grand Highland. Third place, the Dalton Wolf of Fenimore. Mac Busser of Mineral Point takes fourth in a six-person weight class that included fifth-place finisher Jackson Seifel and Jaron Wiecki of Boscobel Wazika Stevens. Boy, these guys are ready to go. David, are you ready for the championship bout at 285?
I'm ready.
Defending conference champion Evan Grotz. I shouldn't say defending champion. He won 2 years ago. Grotz of Fenimore against Grant Matthews of Riverdale. And it looks like they were out there shaking hands, ready to go.
Yep.
Then they came off. Looked like Grotz was going to put on a T-shirt and wait, but now he's back out there, and so is Grant Matthews.
A good match here. Hopefully a little challenge for Grant Matthews, but I think he's up to it. The sophomore, 35-3. He's up against Evan Grotz, the senior, 27-5 for Fenimore. I think Grant just got to stay out of that throw. Wrestle a little smarter, be a little defensive. Got to continue to be aggressive, though. You don't want to give away stalling points early in the match. Grotz tries to get that underhook, that double underhook. Grant himself got an underhook, but Grotz got a big chest. I don't know if he can get her locked up or not, but if he got good control here with that double unders, though, he's got to be careful. Don't push too much because... Don't give up. Oh, he slips out, and Grotz is going to get the first takedown. I thought Grant had maybe a chance to recover, but he does a nice sit out, gets the switch, comes to his feet, gets the escape, 2-1, 1 minute to go in the second period. So a little confidence there, maybe. Grant Matthews, the Riverdale Chiefs, and in the night here looking for a win. Battles in there. He tries to get that double under, but he's got to get it locked up tight if he thinks he's going to throw him. Grotz is pushing away, blocking it. Don't push too much, Grant, because he can throw you just as well as you throw him, and which he did. But no takedown because he did not have control.
Other matches going on here, David. For third, Matt Forrett of Mineral Point, Jack Simmons of Prairie du Chien. For fifth place, Braden Cleppy of Richland Center taking on Dalton McCone of Iowa Grant Highland.
Grant can be aggressive with that. He just can't push too much. Steps right in that, pushes, and Evan just is going to throw him just as well as Grant can make a throw. Maybe go to that two-on-one tie, go down on a single leg. I guess if Grant's probably given up a little weight here. He's got a nice two-on-one tie. End of the period, 2-1 lead for Evan Grotz of Fenimore.
Team scores during the break. Wanted to tell you that right now Iowa Grand Highland leads with 264. This was before the 215-pound weight class. Iowa Grand Highland 264. Prairie du Chien second, 222.5. David?
And now we got Grant Matthews is on his back here as Evan Grotz has got a good half Nelson with a hook on the arm. Grant did a good job battling off his back there. Nice job. He gave up the three. But he did a good job fighting off his back there. I thought it was going to be over there as Grotz had a good deep half Nelson.
All right, let's try this again. Iowa Grand Highland, 264. Prairie du Chien, 222.5. Mineral Point in third place with 217. Fenimore fourth at 212.
And that was before the 215, Matthew.
Correct.
It's gone up just a few points. Not a lot of points difference between the placements now. Grant Matthews of Riverdale's got lots of, ooh, there he sat out. He sat right into a finning combination.
Wow.
And that was tight there. Evan Gross had him flat out and with a pin and in even 3 minutes for Evan Gross to Fenimore. Grant didn't back down, though. He battled underneath, fought off his back one time. Just some nice set-outs and switches. And got a good win there for Evan Gross of Fenimore.
That's his second conference title. The Golden Eagles finished the day with four champions.
Keep an eye on Brandon Cluffy of Richmond Center. He's down there on mat three for fifth place. He's got a 1-1 tie. It looks like it was 1-1, 1-0, but they just went to 1-1. Third place is Matt Orrett of Mineral Plains with a 1-0 lead over Jack Simmons of Prairie du Chien. Braden Cleppy of Richmond Center, a junior, is trying to fight his way to a fifth place finish here. Now the bleachers are starting to clear out. Both guys there, Cleppy and McCollin, are battling inside, trying to find some head position on their feet. Looks like Iowa Grant's going to have this championship sewed up here. It's Prairie du Chien. Can't get enough points with a third place finish there with Jack Simmons, and he's currently losing 1-0.
So it'll be a big win for Iowa Grant Highland and Coach Ryan Allen and his staff after finishing behind Fenimore in the dual meet standings and losing to Fenimore in the dual meet itself. So this is a nice team victory for Iowa Grand Highland, and we will give you the place winners for the area teams before we leave the air here. We won't take a lot of time because we have some business to take care of back at the station, but we'll get to those team scores and a quick recap. We can tell you that Fenimore has four individual champs. Dodgeville has three, two each for Darlington Blackhawk and Iowa Grand Highland, and one apiece for Mineral Point, Prairie du Chien, and Cuba City Benton Southwestern. So pretty good teamwork for Prairie du Chien, too, to come in as a runner-up in this tournament if it holds out with only one champion.
One champion. That's interesting. I was looking at that, too, and Iowa Grand Highland, you know, to win it with only two champions, that's just credit to the guys that are wrestling on the backside, the lower place winners, the third place winners.
Yep.
Every point matters.
We'll finish out this Braden Cleppy match and then start a recap.
All right, 1-1. Yes, still we're into overtime now, it looks like. So 1-1 in the first period of overtime. The third place match is 1-1 in the third period. So keep an eye here on Braden Cleppy of Richmond Center, Bronson McCollin of Iowa Grand Highland. We're going to have a stalemate on both wrestlers. Ryan McGuire takes control. Let's get the action going. He's telling them 42 seconds. They lock up with the head tie face-to-face here right off the bat. Cohen trying to control the head. Not much action on the feet for the big guys here. Final 25 seconds in this first period of overtime.
And the match for third place is headed in that direction, too.
Yeah.
The last two matches of the tournament are in overtime.
Both figures. It's been a long day, but it's been a good day of wrestling, but a long day, certainly. The one half-hour break is all, and they've wrestled pretty much straight through. We're into the second period of overtime. Now still the 1-1, Cleppy and McCollin.
It's also 1-1 between Orrit and Simmons, Mineral Point and Prairie du Chien. First period of overtime.
I don't know if you got it, Bill, but that seventh-place match down there seen by Tristel of Belmont Platteville get a pin in 424 over Ruff from Darlington Blackhawks.
Is that the official pronunciation on that one?
Do I want it, or are we going with that?
Was that it?
If sure.
Okay.
It is now. We're all done.
Thank you very much.
15 seconds still in the second period of overtime down there with Cluffy and McCollin. Buffy was looking for a roll through, but he didn't get it as he goes off the edge of the mat. 11 seconds here.
The opponent in that seventh place match for the Belmont Platteville wrestler had a rough name to pronounce.
Yeah, rough.
Gage Ruff of Darlington Blackhawk.
And we're going to go into this next period of overtime for Cleffy and McCullen. Still 1-1. McCullen's going to go down this time.
And, of course, we're into the first period, the second period of overtime in the Oritz match against Sim.
I believe down on this other one, this is sudden death now, I believe. No, they took the other green dot off. Locked hands. Oh, Braden. And then you give up the escape. Got to keep wrestling here. Now you're down two. It'd be 3-1.
You're right.
There you go.
Yep.
I attempt the takedown, and he loses it, misses it. McCullen gets the takedown. And that's our final. 5-1 in favor of McCullen. Out of Grand Highland. And we're in our second, third overtime period here of this third place match. 2-1 in favor of Oritz. Oritz on top. He's trying to ride out Jack Simmons of Prairie du Chien. And we're going to get a warning on Oritz now. 1 point escape for Simmons. So we're tied 2-2. And we got just a couple seconds here to go, and we'll have one more period, maybe two more periods, I'm sorry. Mineral Point gets the choice. The official, Mason McCauley, is asking him top or bottom. He just looked at him. Finally, Oritz decides to go down as Simmons covers. 30 seconds on the clock. Here we go. Oritz works his way up to his feet. Simmons drops down, picks up the single leg, keeps control. He is in control, and they're going to go off the mat. They have to work back to center. They forgot to stop the clock, and the Mineral Point coaches were letting him know. He knows those scorekeepers are from Mineral Point, too.
I know.
They'll get her taken care of. They got her back to 16 seconds. 2-2. Hard on the bottom. Simmons on top. Oritz comes to his feet. He's trying to get away with the escape. Simmons drops down a single leg, but Oritz is picking up the intensity here. He flattens out Simmons, but Simmons got the leg. He's going to give him the reversal. Time is going to run out. The two-point reversal goes to Oritz. And that is going to be your final, 4-2. In favor of Matt Oritz of Mineral Point. How fitting that Mineral Point wins the finals match. Final match.
David, maybe you can listen to the final team scores and the announcement of the most valuable wrestler. I'm going to do a quick recap so we can get things back to the station for our evening programming. 106, the champion Shane Rashawn of Dodgeville, a freshman from the area. Lennon Ewert of Mineral Point is third. Terry Sage of Riverdale, fourth. And Emma Hady of Richland Center, seventh at 106. At 113, Hakan Peterson of Dodgeville wins his second championship. Ethan Hady of Richland Center is second. Ben Reese of River Valley, fourth. Elliot Kite of Mineral Point, fifth. Just ahead of Jace Connor of Iowa Grand Highland and Jordan Bompkamp of Riverdale, who places seventh. At 120, winning his second conference title, Charlie Might of Dodgeville. The runner-up, freshman Mason Scullion of Mineral Point. Other wrestlers from the area to place, Lakota Brewer of Riverdale, fifth. And Lucas Christensen of Iowa Grand Highland, sixth at 120. At 126, Ethan Aird of Darlington Blackhawk is the champion, and Brody Meese of Riverdale, the runner-up. Max Kelly of Iowa Grand Highland is fourth at 126. At 132, the champion Hunter Stevens of Iowa Grant wins his second title.
by defeating two-time champion Rowan Carey of Mineral Point in the finals. Carey, the runner-up this year. Nathan Johnson of Dodgeville is fourth at 132. At 138, the champion in a dominating fashion, Elliot Biba of Iowa Grand Highland, wins by technical fall over Dylan Weigel of Belmont Flatfield. From the area, Sean Duffy of Riverdale is third, Mason Schulte of River Valley fourth, and Braden Husum of Dodgeville seventh at 138. At 144, the champion Owen Seffrud of Darlington Blackhawk 3-2 over Ian Krapp of Fenimore. Brock Hinderbutt of Iowa Grand Highland is third. Also in this weight class, freshman Jacob Dannenberg of Mineral Point fifth, and Chase McGuire of Riverdale eighth at 144. At 150, Fenimore gets the first of its four champions in Siler Zansavich. Runner-up Tyson Imhoff of Iowa Grant is second, Wyatt Knockreiner of River Valley third, and freshman Emmett Collins of Mineral Point eighth at 150. The 157-pound champion in sudden victory form, Tristan Stelt of Fenimore, takes the title over Braylon Goble of Darlington Blackhawk. Former champion Jackson Buskey of Iowa Grand Highland is third. Joe Wetter of Boscobel fifth. Ethan Bodendine, Richland Center, sixth. Mineral Point's Trent Culver, seventh. And Ty Larson of River Valley, eighth at 157. At 160, the champion for the second time here at the Clash, Cade Rule of Mineral Point over Maddox Goble of Darlington Blackhawk. Emerson Mullen of Iowa Grand Highland, third. Riverdale's Talon Child, seventh, with a win over Hunter Alt of River Valley, who places eighth. At 175, the champion, Cale Dinar of Cuba City, Benton Southwestern. Nolan Hankey of Lancaster is second. Gavin Hinderman of Iowa Grand Highland Hinderman is fourth at 175. Blake Brickle of River Valley is seventh, and Alan James Mineral Point eighth in this weight class. At 190, the champion, Wyatt Onan of Fenimore. Second to Ross Prist of Darlington Blackhawk, Richland Center senior Cole Breminger takes third place here at the Clash. Sixth to Darren Loffenberg of Iowa Grand Highland. At 215, Blake Carey of Prairie du Chien wins his second league championship. The runner-up, Bodie Bruckhoff of Iowa Grand Highland. Max Busser of Mineral Point is fourth. And Jaron Wiecke of Boscobel Wazika Steuben is sixth at 215. Finally, at 285, Evan Gratz of Fenimore wins his second league championship by pinning sophomore Grant Matthews of Riverdale in the finals. Matthews, the runner-up. Matt Orrett of Mineral Point takes third place. Bronson McCone of Iowa Grand Highland is fifth. And Braden Cleppy of Richland Center, sixth at 285. Have you got those team scores, David?
I certainly do. All right, coming in. And 13th place is Boscobel at 22. 12th place, Richland Center. 83. River Valley, 11th place is 91. Belmont Flatville, 10th place is 115 and a half. Dodgeville finishes in 9th place is 122. And Riverdale, 8th place is 125 and a half. Lancaster, 7th place is 127 and a half. Cuba City, Benton, Southwestern, 146 in 6th place. 5th place, Darlington Blackhawks with 157 and a half. 4th place, the host, Mineral Point, 217. Third place, Fenimore, 224. Second place is Prairie du Chien, 228.5. And your champion, Iowa Grand Highland, with 264.
I got those all, but Fenimore and the total for Fenimore and for Mineral Point in third and fourth.
Fenimore, 224. Mineral Point, 217.
All right. Well, good tournament, well balanced. Surprised a little people. You know, some of these teams, we know of some of the wrestlers from the immediate area that weren't competing today. We've mentioned them several times. Noah Radke, Teague Perkins, Riley Wanick.
Caden Renish.
Caden Renish.
Both Renishes.
Yep, and both Spurleys were not in the lineup for Dodgeville. I'm sure Fenimore was missing some, but who came out on top? Iowa Grand Highland. Congratulations to them. Prairie du Chien runner-up, the dual meet champion in the SWC. Fenimore, after winning this tournament 2 years in a row, slips to third. Mineral Point fourth and Darlington Blackhawk fifth. Been a busy day. Next weekend, we will be busy. David and I will be back here at Mineral Point. We'll be back here at Mineral Point for the Super Regional. It includes, it's going to be a dandy. The top two teams, and is it the top four individuals?
Correct.
Top two teams advance to the team sectional. Top four individuals advance to the individual sectional, which will be 2 weeks from today at Mineral Point, and it looks like you and I will be back here for that.
Yeah, they're going to like us down here.
They're going to like us at the bakery, too, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Trying to listen for the most valuable wrestler, but I don't know if we're going to get it yet or not. They're giving out the team awards right now.
Giving out the team awards, and we have one announcement left, and that is for the most valuable wrestler in this tournament. In addition to being here, Phil and Henry will be at Richland Center for the Super Regional there next weekend, as an influx of teams will come in, including those that we usually see at regional time from around the area, Lodi, chief among them. I wouldn't be surprised to see Evansville there and some of those schools, Mauston, Nisita, Wisconsin Dells. So they'll be busy there next weekend as well. And they'll probably get home next weekend before we did also.
Right. Yeah, they actually, they don't have Lodi.
They don't have Lodi.
Lodi is at Dodgeville. So Richland Center Regional, the Adams Friendship, Arcadia, Berlin, Black River Falls, Gaelic, Trepolo, Melrose, and Duro, Boston, Nisita, Nakusa, Assumption, Fort Edward, Prairie du Chien, Richland Center, River Valley, Viroqua, Wautoma, Wild Rose, and Wisconsin Dells.
Okay. Well, they'll have their hands full, as will we. And I'm looking forward, as are you, to seeing some of those squads that competed at Kickapoo High School today in the Scenic Ridge Conference, getting some familiarity with them as we move on. The state tournament series begins next Saturday with regionals.
So are we winners like these guys? We're moving on to next weekend?
We're moving on, but we're moving right back here. And I'm going to bring a different seat cushion, I can tell you that.
I don't know if they're going to give us the most valuable wrestler or not.
I'll tell you what. We will stick around and listen for it and have it for you. If not later tonight, it will be on the morning sports report tomorrow because we need to wrap things up and send things back to our studios. Thanks for being with us today on Conference Wrestling Saturday. Along with David Wermond, I am Bill Twining, speaking for Phil and Henry as well. Thank you for joining us. It's been a great day. We'll talk to you again soon. This is Conference Wrestling Saturday on WRCO Sports.
We hope you enjoyed today's coverage of high school tournament wrestling. WRCO is proud to help celebrate the accomplishments of local high school athletes. Thanks for listening to today's broadcast of WRCO Radio Sports.
The Avoca and Rural Fire Department invites you to spend some time on the ice at the 44th Annual Fishery, Saturday, February 10th, featuring a euchre tournament at noon, meat paddles, a huge raffle, and a large live auction. It's a special day benefiting the Avoca Fire Department. Fishery participants may register starting at 6 a.m. A food stand will be open all day. The grand prize, $3,000 cash prize. Other contributing sponsors include Whiskey Row, the Don Meese Family, and the Honor Company. Avoca and Rural Fire Department look forward to seeing you on Saturday, February 10th in Avoca. Jay's Power Center in Reedsburg is so much more than power sports. Jay's has Triton trailers, Intense Electric Assist mountain bikes, Mahindra tractors, Triumph motorcycles, Bad Boy lawnmowers, and Cub Cadet mowers. Jay's Power Center services what it sells and everything else. Jay's Power Center has a huge inventory of new and used equipment on hand. Come in or call 768-3297 today. Jay's Power Center Reedsburg is ready to help you get you and your family outside and ready to enjoy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving customers with a special loyalty and dedication only a hometown bank can provide.
Good evening, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, great to see the sunshine again across the area today, boosting those temperatures up into the 40s for highs. Meanwhile, we're tracking a storm system out in the plains, which is causing a long band of rain from South Dakota all the way down to the Gulf Coast. However, that will not hit us. It's going to sideswipe us off to the south and track down through the southeastern part of the country. High pressure parked over the Great Lakes will continue to influence us the next several days. The only thing we'll have to monitor is the possibility of some nighttime low clouds and fog. Any of that would burn off in the morning hours, leaving us with more sun throughout the middays and afternoons, with unseasonably warm temperatures continuing. In fact, readings could be a good 20 degrees above normal throughout most of the upcoming week. Now, we do expect a low-pressure area to finally sweep into the upper Midwest by Thursday, so a pretty good chance of rain to finish up our week. Nothing real heavy, though, maybe a few tenths of an inch or so. That will be followed by cooler weather, though, heading into next weekend. Your forecast for tonight, look for some areas of clouds and fog developing. Low temperature about 26 with light easterly winds. Tomorrow, low clouds and fog early, then some sunshine, high at 46. Northeast wind between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night,